Desi, there's been fantastic interest in this event over the last number of months, and particularly when it was launched that the marathon was coming back to Donegal.
It really has. It's been fantastic. And again, I suppose it's like a lot of things in Donegal. It kind of happened over a cup of tea. And the question was asked, when was the last time there was a marathon in Donegal? And we were informed it was 83. So to bring this wonderful event back, I think at a time, Oisin, when nearly everyone seems to be involved in some type of athletic activity, maybe walking, running, cycling. And of course, after, could I pass on my congratulations to the wonderful result of Mark English last night, and also the wonderful performance of Brenton Boyce. But I think what really in the Northwest at the moment, between 5Ks, 10Ks, 15Ks, and the amount of work that's ongoing out there, it was a natural progression to bring, I suppose, what would be the Blue Ribbon event, the highlight being the Donegal Marathon.
And of course, there was, for the first year of it coming back, there has been a particularly big interest in both sections there, Desi.
Absolutely. We wanted to offer the half marathon and the full marathon, and I suppose this is really a starting block, hopefully, of an event that will sustain itself well into the future. And that's really what the ethos behind it all, Oisin, was that this would be the people's marathon. It would be dictated by the people themselves. I'm pleased to say that we're heading towards over 600 athletes or people who are going to participate within the half and the full marathon, both walkers and runners. And I suppose the big call going out now is the fact that we seem to have everything in place. But if there was anyone out there who'd be interested in volunteering and helping us with the day itself, and indeed the registration the day before, we would be very, very happy that they'd come along on Monday night, coming to the station house at 7 o'clock, Oisin, and we will be going through the event itself, and as I say, everything from people who would help at the water tables to registration to marshalling the event to helping and supporting what hopefully will be a wonderful marathon.
Yeah, because this is crucial. It's one thing organising the event and getting the competitors to get on the road and tackle the marathon, but there's an even bigger task there, Desi, in trying to host this event, and in particular on the day.
I suppose, like a novice to myself who's come into what's involved with regard running any event, this has been a real eye-opener. There's a huge amount of organisation. There's been a fantastic committee in place, and I have to say that it's a small committee, but they've been absolutely phenomenal. The people involved with Letterkenny Athletic Club, and I suppose the iconic name himself, Danny McDade, and his brother Neely, with Brenton McDade there, Ewan and Kelly, and then the sports partnership have been very supportive with Miles Sweeney. We've had the volunteer centre coming on with John Kern and Kieran Martin from the Town Council and Paddy Hannigan. It's just been phenomenal amount of work we've got through, and we have the main basis of it there. Sarah Meehan has been brilliant with the Garger PR, but what we really need now is the people to embrace it, Oisin. We need people to come out and say, listen, we're in a great place here with athletics in the Northwest. This is an event that we want to see go on many, many years into the future, and I think it's very important that we portray a very big sense of community in this marathon next weekend. So please, please come along on Monday night, and whatever role or every part you think you can play, from the very smallest role right through to helping out for the 2 days and that, we will be more than happy to see you there. And I think it'll be a rewarding event, and you'll feel very rewarded after it with the feel-good factor with regard to seeing this taking place in Donegal.
Yeah, because I suppose it's like everything, and from building the house to organising different events, foundations are always key if you want to develop for the years after that, Desi.
Yeah, totally. And as I say, the 10K, the Northwest 10K, has been such a phenomenal success here. And I suppose that really is the kind of event that I would like to think that we would be modelling ourselves on. And a lot of people who are involved in that, with Anne Condon, that who have done fantastic work over the years, they're also helping us with regards to this marathon. And I'm sure the first time they ran after the Rock Hill 10K, and the first, they probably thought this is very daunting. And look at it now, it's gone from strength to strength. The Danny McDade 15K, again, has been a phenomenal success, an event that's gone from strength to strength. So very much, as you say, we're planting the seeds, we're planting the foundation, that it's hopefully something that'll go for many, many years to come. And indeed, that participation numbers will hugely increase from here on in, because we've really only been probably within a year of the planning of this and going forward. And as you would know, Oisin, and many people out there would know, most people would plan these events well in advance. So if we get this right, which I've no doubt we will, I think it'll leave it in a great place for it to continue many years.
Certainly. Well, the volunteers are asked to come along on Monday night, the 18th, to the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny for that meeting at 7 o'clock. And all the details of what the volunteers have to do will be talked about there. And you can get more information as well on the website, donegalmarathon.ie. But just back to the event itself and moving away from the volunteers and the competitors, Desi, I suppose if you're going to compete in this, you're going to be certainly put in front of a big challenge, because at the 26.2 mile course around Letterkenny and the surrounding area will certainly be a test for those taking part in it.
Absolutely, but I think the scenery will more than make up for that, Sinéad. It is a big test. The half marathon itself is probably a fairly flat route. The full marathon, it is testing, but I think that will lend itself to be very, very rewarding. As I say, we've so much to offer here in the northwest with the scenery, the infrastructure, and the fact that it'll be finishing and starting in, which is a wonderful facility, the Aura Leisure Centre, and the fact that people will be coming in and finishing on the Danny McDade track, I think is a very momentous occasion. We're also through One Donegal, which is celebrating diversity within the community and dealing with things like sectarianism and racism. So it's going to be a bonanza family day that's done in coordinating with the marathon itself. And we'd like to thank the Inishowen Development Partnership for their work and fairness very much to Trevor Scanlon, the project officer there. So not only is it going to be a wonderful marathon event, we want to make this a bonanza. We want to make this a carnival type atmosphere. So anyone and everyone who wants to come along on the day off the marathon itself, please feel free to come along, support the people who are participating, but also enjoy the family day.
Yeah, what's the schedule for the day then, Desi?
10:15 will be the starting. We'll be looking for the volunteers to be there from about 9 o'clock. Registration will take place the day before from 12 to 6 in the Aura Centre itself. And the family day and a small football blitz will run from about midday through to 4 o'clock, and refreshments and that will be available, Oisin. So we'll be hoping and thinking that from 10:15, so the half marathon people will be coming in there just after lunchtime, and then hopefully to have our first runners in the full marathon probably come in shortly after 2 o'clock and that. And probably the last of the walkers and the runners will probably be in around 4 to 4:30 of that. So it's going to be a great day. And as I say, hopefully, and I really do hope, and I would pledge and ask that the people would embrace this and make it an event and make sure that we show Donegal and Letterkenny in its most favourable light.
Yeah, and we'll have to verse the rest of the people who aren't involved. That will there be restrictions around the town on the day, Desi?
There will. And again, we have to thank the Garda very much. They've been working very closely with us to keep those type of restrictions to a minimum. Well, in most cases, if not all cases, what we're trying to do is a stop and start type system, so that there won't be any kind of backlash with regards interfering with what's happening. So it will be kept to a minimum, but what I would appeal to the wider public would be to be patient and to work with the marshals and work with the Garda. There'll be no time, I don't think anyone will be held back for more than 10 minutes. So hopefully that bit of inconvenience will be a small part to play for a very successful event. But just to again thank yourselves, Oisin, for giving us the opportunity to highlight that. But it would be very important that the health and safety of the participants is the utmost priority for us. So I would just appeal to the wider public to please work with us with that small bit of inconvenience and work with the Garda and the marshals.